Good evening, everyone.
Dobro večer svima.
Tonight we are stepping onto dangerous ground.
Večeras stupamo na opasno tle.
And I'm not here to indoctrinate you in any new theory.
Neću vas indoktrinirati nikakvom novom teorijom.
I'm here to present an alternative.
Ovde sam da vam predstavim alternativu.
Because I believe in freedom of choice.
Jer verujem u mogućnost slobodnog izbora.
So I'm not trying to tell you that if you are an evolutionist that you know that everything that you believe is wrong.
Neću vam reći da ukoliko ste evolucionista da je sve u šta verujete pogrešno.
I'm just saying there might be another solution to the problem.
Samo kažem da može postojati i drugo rešenje za problem postanka života.
But how would you know if you never were exposed to the other side of the story?
Ali kako biste znali ukoliko ne dođete u kontakt sa činjenicama koje vam pričaju drugu stranu?
So in the next 4 days we're going to go on a quest.
Sljedećih 4 dana idemo na jedno istraživanje, na ispitivanje.
And there's no way we're going to answer all the questions that there are.
I naravno nema načina da odgovorimo na sva pitanja koja postoje.
But science has set itself up on a pedestal.
Ali nauka je postavila sebe visoko na prestolu.
And anything that's not in accordance with that science is rubbish.
I sve što nije u skladu sa takvom naukom je smeće.
And what the Bible says is mythology.
A ono što Biblija kaže je mitologija.
And people that want to believe what the Bible says are ridiculed.
A ljudi koji žele da veruju ono što piše u Bibliji bivaju ismevani.
So all I want to do is level the playing fields a little bit.
Ono što hoću jeste da jednostavno izravnamo polja.
And after the first lecture there will be more questions than answers.
I posle prvog predavanja biće više pitanja nego što ćemo već ponuditi odgovora.
So what I'm asking for tonight is an open mind.
Ono za što vas molim večeras je otvoren um.
Look at the evidence as if you were an empirical scientist.
Gledajte na ove činjenice i dokaze kao da ste naučnik empirista.
And permit your mind to run a little bit in a different channel.
Dozvolite svom umu da pođe jednim drugim tokom.
And do not judge until you have seen all four.
I nemojte suditi dok ne čujete sva četiri predavanja.
And then whatever you choose, it's fine by me.
I šta god izaberete posle toga, to je okay sa mnom.
As long as you have the ability to make a choice now.
Ali najmanju ruku imat ćete mogućnost da napravite izbor.
So does God have anything to say in terms of where we come from?
Da li Bog ima nešto da kaže na temu odakle dolazimo?
This was a letter to Time magazine.
Ovo je nešto iz Time magazina, pismo upućeno magazinu Times.
And this person wrote, Moses was hated in his day because he told the truth.
Mojsije je bio omražen u svoje vreme jer je govorio istinu.
If he lived in these dark times, he'd be twice as hated.
Da živi u ova mračna vremena, bio bi dvostruko više omražen.
So you see, there are people out there who still believe the creation account.
Vidite, još uvek postoje ljudi koji veruju u onaj izveštaj o stvaranju.
In fact, in the United States, it's a whopping 70%.
Čak u Sjedinjenim državama taj procenat onih koji veruju u stvaranje je nekih 70%.
In spite of the continued bombardment of the television and the media and the schools and the universities.
Uprkos stalnom bombardovanju na televiziji, svim medijima, u školama, na univerzitetima.
Where we are told that organisms as complex as this.
Da nam se kaže da organizmi kompleksni kao ovaj.
With a miracle of how it develops,
sa neverovatnim čudesnim razvićem,
and the genetic information which boggles the minds of the greatest scientists,
i genetičkim informacijama koje prosto zaluđuju um najvećih naučnika,
came into existence through chance mutations over millions of years.
Kažu dakle da su ovakva bića nastala transmutacijama informacije milionima godina.
It's interesting that Romans chapter 1 verse 20 says.
Interesantno je da u Bibliji Rimljanima prvom poglavlju 20. stihu kaže.
For the invisible things of him from the creations of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse.
Pročitat ćemo iz prevoda Vukovog. Jer što se na njemu ne može videti, Od postanja sveta moglo se poznati i videti na stvorenjima i njegova večna sila i božanstvo da nemaju izgovora.
So the Bible basically says that by looking at nature you should be able to discern that there must be a creator.
Biblija zapravo kaže da posmatrajući stvorenja, ono što je stvoreno, mora da postoji stvoritelj.
When it comes to the stars and the galaxies,
kad dođemo do zvezde i galaksija,
the Bible says, "You alone, our Lord, you made the heavens, even the highest heavens, and all the starry hosts."
Ti si sam Gospod, ti si stvorio nebo, nebesa nad nebesima i svu vojsku njihovu, zemlju i sve što je na njoj, mora i sve što je u njima, i ti oživljavaš sve to i vojska nebeska tebi se klanja.
But science teaches that it came into existence through a big bang.
Ali nauka kaže da je sve ovo postalo.
So the universe came into existence by an explosion.
Dakle, svemir je postao u jednoj eksploziji.
At some time in the nebulous past,
i neko vreme u nebularnoj prošlosti,
all things were concentrated into one point.
Sve je bilo koncentrisano u jednoj tačci.
Some say the size of an egg.
Negde veličine jajeta.
Some say the size of an atom.
Drugi kažu veličina atoma.
Nevertheless, at some stage this exploded.
U jednom stadijumu, u jednom trenutku to je eksplodiralo.
And of course there was no matter, it was just energy.
I naravno nije bilo materije, to je bila samo energija.
And there was this huge explosion in the universe.
Bila ogromna eksplozija u svemiru.
And everything shot out from the center linearly into this vast vacuum called space.
I sve je poletelo iz ove jedne tačke u ovaj ogroman prostor zvani svemir.
Now in case you think that all scientists have no problem with the theory,
u slučaju da mislite da nijedan naučnik nema problema sa ovom teorijom,
I want to tell you that there are huge arguments in science about this.
Hoću da vam kažem da postoje ogromne količina dokaza naučnih da ovo nije tako.
Here is the journal Nature. You don't get a better journal than that.
Evo ovde časopisa Nature.
And it says the Big Bang is not yet dead, but in decline.
Kažu Big Bang teorija nije još uvek mrtva, ali je u svom opadanju.
In fact, they find that the age of the universe is much smaller than the known ages of the stars.
Pronađeno je da je starost univerzuma mnogo manja nego što je poznata starost nekih zvezda.
In what it calls globular clusters in our galaxy.
I to u zvezdanim jatima u našoj galaksiji.
Now if you look at our galaxy,
i ako pogledate našu galaksiju,
it's very much like Andromeda.
Vrlo je slična Andromedi.
And out there in space you have all these galaxies and superclusters and all these wonderful things.
U svemiru imate ove galaksije i superklastere zvezda i sve ove divne stvari.
And if you look at the moons and the stars and the galaxies in general,
i ako pogledate mesec, zvezde, galaksije,
everything works on angular momentum. Everything goes round and round and round.
Sve kruži.
The moon around the earth around the sun.
Mesec oko zemlje, zemlja oko sunca.
The sun around a galaxy.
Sunce oko galaksije.
The galaxy around a cluster of galaxies.
Galaksija oko jata galaksije.
The cluster around a greater cluster. It, on and on and on and on.
I sve oko većeg klastera ili jata.
But a big bang presupposes,
prasak predlaže, pretpostavlja,
an explosion from a central place linearly out into a vacuum.
Linearnu, linijsku eksploziju u spoljni svemir.
That means linear momentum.
To znači da oni imaju linearni momenat.
And it also supposes, because everything started with energy,
i oni također pretpostavljaju, budući sve počinje od energije,
that once it slows down it will create equal components of matter and antimatter.
Da jednom kada se to sve uspori, stvorit će jednake količine materije i antimaterije.
So it should destroy itself.
Tako da treba prosto da se samo uništi.
And the universe should consist only of energy and no matter.
I univerzum će se sastojati samo od energije i neće biti materije.
But of course that couldn't have happened because there's matter.
To naravno nije moglo da se dogodi jer eto postoji materija.
So somehow that rule must have been broken and there must have been more matter than antimatter.
Tako da mora da je tu nešto kliknulo pa ima više materije nego antimaterije.
And then it also supposes something which is called the cosmological principle.
I također naučnici pretpostavljaju nešto što se zove kosmološki princip.
Which means that if there was an explosion in a vacuum,
što znači da ukoliko je bila eksplozija u vakumu,
and everything was moving out linearly,
i sve se kretalo napolje linearno,
in a huge vacuum,
u ogromnom vakumu,
that matter must be evenly distributed throughout space.
Materija mora biti ravnomerno raspoređena po celom svemiru.
That is known as the cosmological principle.
To je poznato kao kosmološki princip.
Huge problem.
Ogroman problem.
Because we don't see that.
Jer to ne vidimo.
Anything but.
Sve osim.
We see organization of matter in groups and clusters.
Mi zapravo vidimo organizaciju materije u grupama i u sazvrđima, u jacima.
There's order and there's angular momentum.
Postoji red i postoji taj rotacioni ili ugaoni moment.
Job 38:31 says, can you bind the chains of Pleiades?
U knjizi o Jovu kaže, možeš li vezati, da li da pročitamo iz originala, iz Biblije, mislim bolje.
The seven sisters.
Da vidimo koja su sazvežđa u pitanju. We'll read it from the Bible.
Yeah. Or loose the cords of Orion. It's such a...
Da li možeš vezati sveze vlašićima ili otpustiti Orion, raspustiti sveze Oriona? Da
All right.
Ne tražimo.
The seven sisters consist of seven clusters of stars.
Dakle, Plejade ili sedam sestara, kako se kod njih zove ovo sazvežđe, sastoji se od seven
clusters.
Od sedam zapravo zvezdanih jata.
And science calls it a bound cluster.
Nauka to naziva vezana jata.
A bound cluster means that the gravity in the system,
vezano jato znači da gravitacija u ovom sistemu,
is exactly the same as the momentum outwards.
Je jednaka kao i spoljni momenat koji ih vuče da se razdvoje.
So it stays bound together.
Tako da ovo sve ostaje povezano zajedno.
But if you look at the belt of Orion,
ali ako pogledate pojas Oriona, sazvežđe,
then science has found that the stars are shooting apart at incredible speeds.
Nauka kaže da se njegove zvezde koje ga sadrže zapravo udaljuju jedne od drugih nevjerovatnom brzinom.
And there it says so in the Bible already.
I tako piše i u samoj Bibliji.
So we have these concentrations of matter.
Dakle, imamo ove koncentrisanu materiju.
And of course, science has to solve this problem now.
I nauka mora da reši ovaj problem.
So they say, on average, it's evenly distributed.
I onda oni kažu, ako gledamo u globalu, jednako je raspoređena.
And we just happen to see local concentrations.
A mi stalno vidimo lokalno koncentrovanu materiju.
Hello, everywhere we look, there's concentrations.
I gde god pogledamo, materija je koncentrovana u univerzumu.
So it's totally the opposite of what science suspects for the Big Bang.
I to je upravo suprotno od onog što bi nauka trebalo da očekuje od teorije velikog praska, ukoliko je ona tačna.
So they say, but they're shooting apart.
Ali oni kažu, pa oni se razilaze.
Because everything is moving away from us.
Sve se zapravo udaljuje od nas.
You see, when it moves away from us, there is a red shift.
Kada se oni udaljuju, kada se ta materija udalji od nas, mi vidimo crveni pomak.
Because the light is moving away, it is stretched, that makes the wavelength longer, that makes it red.
I znači svetlosni talasi se produžuju, pa nam se čini znači da dobijemo taj crveni pomak.
So they tell us the universe is expanding.
I kažu nam zapravo
univerzum
se širi.
If you work back,
očigledno ukoliko ste
if you work backwards now,
ako se kreće u suprotnom smjeru,
then at some stage it must have been concentrated at one point.
I onda u jednom trenutku mora biti koncentrisana na jednom mjestu.
Time doesn't allow me to go into that discussion.
Vrijeme mi ne dopušta da idem u ovu diskusiju.
Because they really shoot themselves in the foot with that discussion.
Jer zaista oni jedan drugog ovim diskusijama prosto šutiraju.
But suffice to say,
ali da,
sufficient to say
dovoljno je da kažemo
that angular momentum in things going round and round
da ovaj ugaoni moment činjenica da se kruži da nebeska tela kruže
would also produce a red shift
Također bi mogao da proizvede ovaj efekat crvenog pomaka.
But because it's so far away, we cannot see whether it's moving away or whether it's moving
around. Ali budući da su to objekti koji su daleko, toliko daleko od nas, mi ne možemo vidimo da li se oni kreću od nas ili se oni kreću kružno.
But surely logic tells us you go from the known to the unknown.
Svakako logika nam kaže da polazimo od onog što nam je poznato ka onom što nam je nepoznato.
And if everything is going round and round,
ako sve ide u krug,
If the moon goes round the earth and the earth goes round the sun and the sun goes round the galaxy and the galaxy goes round the galaxy.
Ako mjesec kruži oko zemlje, zemlja oko sunca, sunce oko centra galaksije, galaksija oko drugih galaksija.
Then why not have the galaxy, the whole universe go round?
Zašto onda ne bi ceo svemir kružio?
Isn't that logical?
Nije li to logično?
Then it's not expanding.
I onda se univerzum ne širi.
And then the basis for the Big Bang theory is gone.
I onda nestaje osnova na kojoj smo zasnovali teoriju velikog praska.
In fact, we do not even know which way things are moving.
Mi čak i ne znamo u kom pravcu i na koji način se ovi objekti kreću.
Logically, if the earth is going around the sun,
logično, ukoliko zemlja ide oko sunca, kao što pokazuje.
And that man over there is a star.
A ovaj čovjek ovdje je zvezda.
And my earth is here.
A moja zemlja je ovdje.
And it's going this way around?
I ovako se kreće.
Then I'm moving away from that star.
Ja se zapravo udaljujem od te zvezde.
When I come this side?
Kad krenem s ove strane.
I'm now moving towards that star.
Krećem se prema toj zvezdi.
Now logically,
logično,
the light should reach me faster when I'm going towards the star.
Svetlost će dolaziti ka meni brže ukoliko se krećem ka toj zvezdi.
Because the speed of the earth is moving towards the star.
Jer sama brzina zemljenog kretanja me približava.
And logically it should take longer when I move this way.
A duže treba vremena da svetlost sa iste doputuje do nas ukoliko se krećemo u ovom smeru.
Because the earth is speeding away from that star.
Jer zemlja se udaljuje. Još dodajemo na brzinu kretanja svetlosti zemljenu brzinu.
They've measured it over and over and over and over
ponovo i ponovo i ponovo su sve to merili.
No difference.
Nema razlike.
No difference.
Nema razlike.
Very tricky.
Zanimljivo.
So how do you solve something you cannot solve?
I kako da rešite nešto što ne možete rešiti?
Easy. In science you give it a name.
Jednostavno,
just give it a name.
A, samo dajte tome ime.
Then the problem goes away.
I problema nema više.
So Einstein just gave it a name.
I naučnici su onda tom fenomenu dali ime.
He says it's relative.
Kažu, to je relativno.
The theory of relativity.
Teorija relativnosti.
Everything's relative.
Sve je relativno.
The speed of light will be exactly the same when I'm going towards it or when I'm going away from it.
Brzina svetlosti je jednaka ukoliko se krećem prema njemu ili od njega.
Because it's relative.
Sve je relativno.
Okay, then I can also say everything's relative.
Pa dobro, sve je relativno.
And I'm going to do it tonight.
I tako ću i da kažem.
So, nothing is like it should be according to the theory.
Ništa dakle nije kao što bi trebalo da bude po ovoj teoriji.
Because we have all this concentration of matter which is not consistent with the theory.
Jer imamo ove koncentrovanu materiju što ta teorija ne pretpostavlja.
And the more we know, the bigger the problem.
I što više znamo, veći problem postaje.
So, okay, so we're supposed to have had this bang.
I dakle trebalo je da smo imali ovaj veliki prasak.
Then a quark soup developed.
Onda se razvila supa kvarkova.
And then eventually the first atoms developed.
Onda su se razvili prvi atomi.
Which would have been hydrogen and maybe some helium.
To bi svakako trebalo da je bio vodonik i možda nešto helijuma.
But hello, I consist of all kinds of minerals.
Ali pogledajte, ja sam sastavljen od svih vrsta minerala.
Where do all the other atoms come from?
A dakle su onda postali ostali atomi?
Because they couldn't form in this type of explosion.
Jer nisu mogli da nastanu u ovakvom tipu eksplozije.
No problem.
Nema problema.
The gas coalesces.
Gas se je srastao, prosto se sjedinjavao.
And the first star forms.
zgušnjavao i prva zvezda je
nastala.
A u zvezdi imamo nuklearnu fuziju.
Now I make all the other elements in the star.
I sad su svi elementi ostali nastali u zvezdi.
Then the star must explode.
I onda je zvezda eksplodirala.
Supernova.
Supernova eksplozija.
Then I have all the elements in the dust.
I svi su se ti elementi raspršili u prah.
Then I make new stars and planets from the dust.
I sada od tih ostataka supernove formiraju se nove zvezde.
Now I've got everything I need to make.
I sad imam sve što mi treba da nastanem ja.
You need a lot of faith for that.
Treba vam zaista dosta vere za ovako nešto.
How do you get a star to coalesce?
Kako zapravo ta zvezda počinje da se zgušnjava?
How do you get the gas that is expanding in a huge vacuum?
Kako da se gas širi u ogromnom vakuumu?
To start concentrating and coalescing and then forming a star.
Kako gas koji se širi u ovom ogromnom vakuumu, kako pretpostavlja teorija, kako onda se sabi i formira zvezdu?
There are some laws of physics that you're going to have some trouble with.
Postoje neki zakoni fizike sa kojima biste imali problema.
Like that the force of the pressure outwards is always greater than the gravity inwards.
Kao da je pritisak
the force of the pressure of the gas outwards
izvana
is always greater than the force of the gravity pulling it inwards.
Je uvek veći nego gravitacija koja ga privlači unutra. Znači pritisak, odnosno želja gasa da se širi je uvek veća nego gravitacija koja bi ga vukla ka centru.
So how the first star formed is a mystery.
Ako smo razumeli dobro, ili tako?
How the first star formed is a mystery.
Misterije je kako je nastala prva zvezda.
But let us assume everything happened like they said.
Ali da pretpostavimo da se sve desilo kao što teorija velikog
prasta kaže. And some 4,500 million years ago.
I nekih 4,560 miliona godina unazad.
All this dust collided and made our Earth and
solar system. Sva se ova prašina zgusnula i stvorila naš sunčev sistem i našu zemlju.
And everything was there that over millions of years.
I sve se to dešavalo milionima godina.
The rocks as we know it and the life forms as we know it evolved.
Stene kako ih znamo i životni oblici kako ih znamo evoluirali su, nastali su.
So now geology teaches.
E sada profesori geologije
that the rocks contain,
pardon, geologija nas uči
a record of past life.
Kaže da zapravo imamo dokaze prošlog života, kako je život nastajao.
And the rocks occur in layers.
Stene se pojavljuju u slojevima.
The oldest layers are the Paleozoicum.
Najstariji su paleozoiski slojevi.
Then eventually the Mesozoic.
Pa Mezozoik.
Then the Cenozoic.
Pa Kenozoik.
And then eventually up there the Quaternary, that's where we come into.
I na kraju kvartar kada mi dolazimo.
And all these rocks are basically sedimentary rocks.
I sve te stene su uglavnom sedimentarne, znači stene koje su nastale taloženjem.
And fossils get caught in them by chance.
I fosili se u njima zadržavaju slučajno, znači bivaju tako uhvaćeni.
So if I have a look at the various layers of rock.
Tako da ako posmatrate različite nivoe stena.
And I look at the fossil inside the rock.
I gledate fosile koji se nalaze u tim stenama.
Then I can say what lived at that time.
Onda možete kažete šta je živelo u tom vremenskom periodu.
And I teach that there is a change in the life forms from the bottom to the top.
I dalje ova teorija kaže da postoji promjena životnih formi koje se pojavljuju od nižih ka višim nivoima.
And this proves evolution.
I to dokazuje evoluciju.
Now tomorrow night we're going to look at the fossils.
Sutra uveče razmatrat ćemo fosile.
But tonight we're going to look at the rocks.
A večeras ćemo se baviti stenama.
Now I know fossils are more interesting.
Znam da su fosili zanimljivi.
But even if you're bored tonight, look at the pictures, they're nice.
Čak i ako vam je dosadno večeras, gledajte slike, zanimljive su.
Of course, the scientific magazines ridicule anyone who believes in creation.
Naučni časopisi smevaju se sa svakim ko veruje u stvaranje.
So here the scientific magazine shows.
Znači, ovdje naučni časopis pokazuje.
This man suddenly thinks about creation, but he actually came from there.
Ovaj čovjek sad odjednom nešto misli o stvaranju, a u stvari došao je odakle slika
kaže. Here's one in New Scientist. Sorry, we've just realized you're an irrational projection of our collective unconscious.
I evo ovde u novom naučniku New Scientist časopis kaže prvi par izvini, ali upravo smo shvatili da si ti iracionalna projekcija naše kolektivne nesvesti.
Oh, this is over here.
Ili ovaj ovde.
Like a preacher would say, is God in your life?
Kao kada bi vas sveštenik upitao da li je Bog u vašem životu?
The scientists would say, is Darwin in your life?
Naučnici bi rekli, je li Darwin u vašem životu?
Now, we are told that all these rock layers are millions and millions and millions of years old.
Bivamo učeni i kaže nam se da su svi ovi slojevi stena milione i milione i milione godina stari.
And the evidence for this comes from radiometric dating.
A dokaz za ovo dolazi iz radiometrijskog datiranja stena.
Now let me tell you something tonight.
Da vam kažem nešto večeras.
None of the sedimentary rocks can be dated.
Nijedna sedimentarna stena ne može da se datira radiometrijski.
You cannot date sedimentary rock.
Ne možete sedimentarnu stenu koja je nastala taloženjem radiometrijski.
So they have to infer the age from igneous volcanic type rock.
Znači oni moraju da
infer it, they have to suppose.
Moraju da znači ekstrapoliraju starost ovih stena iz vulkanskih stena, starosti vulkanskih stena.
But there is no way of directly determining the age of the sedimentary rock.
Ali nema načina da se direktno ustanovljava starost sedimentarnih stena.
But radiometric dating is a very powerful tool.
Ali radiometrijsko datiranje stene je vrlo moćno oruđe.
And the science involved is very precise.
I nauka to vrlo precizno upotrebljava.
You work from a parent to a daughter decay compound.
Znači idete i poredite sastojak u steni od majke do ćerke, zapravo početni onaj element i onaj element koji proishodi iz njegovog radioaktivnog raspada.
Let's take uranium lead dating.
Da uzmemo za primjer datiranje pomoću uranijuma i olova.
Uranium decays to lead.
Uranijum se raspada u olovo.
It's a certain isotope of lead.
Zapravo specifičan izotop.
Now you analyze the ratio uranium to this isotope of lead.
I razmatrate odnos uranijuma i ovog specifičnog izotopa olova.
And then you assume that you started with uranium and you ended with this lead.
I pretpostavljate da ste počeli od uranijuma, samo uranijuma i završili sa ovom količinom olova.
And if you know the half-life,
iako znate vreme poluživota,
then you can say how old this rock is.
I onda možete na osnovu toga da kažete koliko je stara ta stena.
And the technique relies on determining very precisely how much isotope is in the rock.
I tehnika se zasniva na vrlo preciznom kvantifikovanju ovog završnog produkta u steni.
So the technique is very good.
Znači tehnika je dobra.
And the results can be very accurate.
I rezultati mogu biti vrlo precizni.
Having said that, let's look at what they have to assume.
Ali ako to kažemo, prvo da vidimo što oni sve moraju da pretpostave.
The first assumption is that the rate of decay and half-lives have remained constant over time.
Prva pretpostavka je da je vreme raspada i poluživota bilo konstantno sve vreme.
That's, you know, like let's have a sand clock over here.
Kao da imamo sad peščani sat ovde.
Like an egg timer. And then I would have to assume that the rate at which it falls down through the bottom always remains the same.
Morao bih da pretpostavim da je količina peska koja curi ista sve vreme.
Now that's a good assumption.
To je dobra pretpostavka.
But there are circumstances that can change it.
Ali postoje izvesne okolnosti koje mogu da je promene.
Sun flares when the sun makes a flare.
Solarni vetrovi.
Yeah, more cosmic radiation comes in.
Pa dolazi do povećanja kosmičkog zračenja.
Or less.
Ili manje.
Then it can change.
Se.
So it's not absolute.
Znači to nije apsolutni metod, ali dobro.
The second one.
Druga pretpostavka.
The clock was set to zero when the material was formed.
Kada je materija ta koju posmatramo nastala, tada je sat namešten podešen na nulu.
Now this is very important.
Ovo je zaista važno.
If I want to know how old you are,
ako želim da znate koliko ste vi stari,
what must I know?
Šta moram da znam?
I must know when you were born.
Moram znati kad ste rođeni.
If I don't know when you were born, I can't say how old you are.
Ako ne znam kad ste rođeni, ne mogu da kažem koliko ste stari, koliko
so
rođeni.
I assume that when you were born,
pretpostavljam da kada ste se rodili,
I push the stopwatch and I say we start with naught.
Pritisnuo sam štopericu i počeo sam od nule. Da,
one year later, you're 1 year old.
Jednu godinu kasnije, vi ste godinu danas stari.
And so on, I must know when you were born.
Znači, moram znati onaj početni moment, kada ste rođeni.
Now in these rocks,
e sad kod stena,
do I know when they were born?
Da li znam kada su nastale?
No, so how do I assume how old they were when they were born?
I kako onda mogu da pretpostavim koliko su stare kad ne znam kada su nastale?
I have to assume that there was only parent isotope and no daughter in the rock.
I moram da pretpostavim da nije bilo da je bio samo ovaj roditeljski izotop, a ne i onaj koji iz njega nastaje. Znači bilo je samo uranijum, a nije bilo ništa olova na početku.
So I have to assume there was only uranium, no isotope of decay.
Ovo smo već rekli.
Yes, or in my sand clock.
Moram da pretpostavim da je bio tu u toj steni samo uranijum i da nije bilo ništa olova.
All the sand was on the top.
I znači pretpostavljam kada sam ovaj peščani sat pokrenuo, nije sav pesak je bio gore, nije bilo
nothing
ništa
in the bottom.
Nije bilo ništa u donjoj ovoj komori.
Is that true?
Da li je to istina?
Is the clock set to zero when a rock is formed?
Da li je sat podešen na nulu kada je ova stena nastala?
The answer is no.
Odgovor je ne.
You can take samples in Hawaii right now.
Možete uzeti sada uzorke ovog trenutka.
As they come out of the rock.
Kako izlaze iz stene?
Of volcanic rock.
Okay, znači uzorke lava. Neke lave, izvinite, yeah. Kako lava ističe, možete uzeti njene uzorke.
Or in New Zealand?
Na Novom Zelandu recimo.
And it can measure anything up to 100 million years.
I možete da izmerite sve do milion godina.
So if the clock is not set to zero when the rock is born,
i ukoliko sat nije podešen na nulu kada je stena nastala, znači kada je vulkan eruptirao,
then how old is the rock?
Koliko je onda stara stena?
Do you know how old it is?
Da li znate koliko je stara?
It's relative.
To je relativno.
You make it as old as you want it.
Možete da je napravite onoliko starom koliko vam treba.
So the isotope says it's 100 million years old?
Ako isotop kaže da je 100
million, 100 million
da je 100 miliona godina stara,
but it was born today.
Zapravo, možda nisam bila jasna. Ukoliko uzmete sada uzorak iz upravo formirane vulkanske stene, znači može da se pokaže po nekim parametrima da je 100 miliona godina
stara. Really not.
Pa zaista ovo nije...
Here's another assumption
zaista nije toliko stara.
Here's another assumption you
postoji još jedna pretpostavka koju moramo da uzmemo u obzir kod ovog datiranja.
We are dealing with a closed system.
A to je da radimo sa zatvorenim sistemima.
Here's my rock.
Evo moj stena ovde.
Imagine I've got a rock in my hand.
Zamislite da je držim.
And rocks, are they porous? Yes or no?
A da li su stene porozne? Da li one apsorbuju, upijaju nešto?
Yes or no?
Da li?
Yes, all rocks are porous.
Dakle, porozne su.
That's why mountains absorb water.
Zato planine apsorbuju vodu.
So now, if I want to know how old this rock is,
ako želim da znam koliko je stara ova stena,
and let's assume that the isotopes were set to zero,
pretpostavimo da su izotopi bili podešeni na nulu kada smo
then
kada
I must guarantee that none of them have ever been lost from my rock.
I moram da tvrdim da ništa iz te stene nije nestalo, otišlo.
If I have a sand clock here,
ako imam peščani sat ovde,
and I've got nice lines telling me 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes,
i još imam i fine podeoke koje mi govore minut, dva, tri,
but there's a hole in the bottom of the one,
ali imam rupu na dnu
jedne komore, and the sand comes in, but the sand runs out the bottom,
i pesak utiče, ali pesak ističe tamo nekom drugom.
Is my clock any good?
Da li ovaj sat ima ikakve validnosti, znači
da li mogu merim? A naughty fellow that makes a hole in the top and pours sand in the top all the time?
A šta ako ima i jednu rupu na vrhu i stalno se dodaje pesak kroz tu rupu, upada?
Any good? No.
Je li ima ikakve vajde od tog sata? Ne.
So now let's assume I have three layers of rock.
I da pretpostavimo da ja sad imam tri sloja stena.
Volcanic rock.
i to vulkanskih.
And it rains.
I pada kiša.
And after volcanic eruption you'll have acid rain.
A posle vulkanske erupcije imate kisele kiše.
Does acid rain dissolve heavy metals?
Da li kisele kiše rastvaraju teške metale?
Yes or no?
Da.
Absolutely. That's why our rivers and our lakes are polluted with heavy metals.
Zato su nam reke i jezera zagađeni teškim metalima.
Is it possible that when it rains and it goes through the rock that some of my lead can wash out?
Da li je moguće da dok kiša pada i ispira se, da li je moguće da nešto od onog mog olova koje merim otekne? Ode?
Yes or no? Sure. Where's it going to go?
I gde će da ode?
It's going to go down.
Iće niže.
So if I take a sample at the bottom and a sample at the top, which one will have more lead?
Iako uzmem uzorke sa dna, sa niže stene i iz višeg ovog sloja, gde će biti više olova?
The bottom one.
Ovoj nižoj steni.
I send it to the laboratory.
Pošaljem ja uzorke u laboratoriju.
And I send the top one to the laboratory.
I pošaljem i donji i gornji uzorak.
They say the bottom one has more daughter than the top one.
I kažu više ovog proizvoda radioaktivnog raspada ima u donjoj steni.
The bottom one is much older than the top one.
Ova niža je znači starija.
Are they necessarily right?
Od gornje. Da li su oni nužno u pravu?
No.
Ne.
Their clock is leaking.
Njihov sad zapravo curi.
If they can guarantee me that this is a closed system, I might believe them.
Ako mogu da mi veruju, ako mogu da im verujem da je ovo zatvoreni sistem, onda bi mogao i da im poverujem.
So they cannot tell me
dakle,
that the clock is set to zero.
Ne mogu mi reći da je sad bio podešen na nulu štoperica.
They can never guarantee that it was a closed system.
Nikad ne mogu da mi garantuju da je u pitanju zatvoreni
sistem. And therefore the entire technique is totally useless.
I stoga je cela ova tehnika radiometrijskog datiranja beskorisna.
The science is good, but the
nauka je dobra, ali
pretpostavke
su vrlo slabe, klimave.
So how old is the rock?
I koliko je stara stena?
As old as you want it to be.
Onoliko stare koliko je vama potrebno ili koliko hoćete da bude.
Now let's compare the rocks.
Hajde da uporedimo stene.
Science says they came into existence through millions of years of slow sedimentation.
Nauka kaže da su one nastale milionima godina sporim taloženjem.
And conditions have always been uniform.
A uslovi su sve vrijeme bili uniformni.
That's called the uniformitarian principle.
To je princip uniformizma.
And let's say I'm sitting on a beach.
I da kažemo da sedim na plaži.
And every day the tide comes in and washes out a little bit of the sand
from the tree. I svaki dan nailazi plima i spira pomalo do ove plaže.
And I can see the sand disappearing every day a little bit.
I vidim kako pesak svaki dan pomalo nestaje.
Then I can work out, well, in about 20 years the tree will be totally open.
I da kažem
the sand will have been eroded away and I can see the whole thing that's buried.
Okay, znači vremenom se spiralo i za 20 godina mogu videti sve ono što je tu bilo, recimo da je tu bilo neko drvo, znači zakopano, sada ga vidim.
And I work out a nice theory.
I ja izvedem jednu finu teoriju.
Based on the principle that things stay the same like this every day.
Zasnovano na principu da su stvari jednake ovakve, ovako se jednako dešavaju svaki dan, sve vreme.
And then one night there is a mighty storm.
I jedne noći stravična oluja.
And the waves crash.
I talasi udaraju, razbijaju.
And the next day I came, the whole tree has been.
I vidim da je sad ovo neko drvo koje je tu bilo zakopano celo odjednom pred našim očima. I da nisam bio tu i to doživeo, ne bih nikad znao.
Now the Bible says there was a flood.
Biblija kaže da je bio potop.
And we always think, you know, 40 days, 40 nights.
I mi mislimo 40 dana, 40 noći.
That's not what the Bible says.
Ali to nije ono što Biblija kaže o tome.
It says it rained 40 days and 40 nights.
Kaže da je padala kiša 40 dana i 40 noći.
But the flood waters rose for 150 days, that's 5 months.
Ali vode su rasle 150 dana, to je 5 mjeseci.
And after 1 year and 17 days Noah left the ark.
Posle godinu dana i 17 posle godinu jednu godinu i 17 dana Noe je napustio
barku. And it was high in the mountains of Ararat.
A to je bilo visoko na planini Ararat.
So how long the water still receded after that it doesn't say.
A koliko je još voda se zadržala u nižim predelima Biblija ne kaže.
And then it says it was a mighty upheaval.
I onda kažu da je bio jedan moćan
upheaval.
potres ili neki
mighty catastrophe.
Okay, velika katastrofa, da, da je ovo bila velika katastrofa.
It says the waters from the great deep burst forth, that's
kažu
the subterranean water.
Vode iz velike dubine provalile napolje.
The book of Amos says, who is like unto the Lord?
U Bibliji kaže ko je kao Gospod?
That pours the water of the ocean onto the land.
Koji izliva vode okeana na zemlju.
So we must assume that the continent went down and the ocean floors came up.
Možemo i pretpostaviti da se kontinent spustio, a da ih je i da ga je onda voda okeana prekrila.
Now it's interesting that the marine sediments are on the land.
Zanimljivo je da se morski sedimenti nalaze na zemlji.
When you would expect them on the bottom of the ocean floor.
Kada ih zapravo možemo očekivati na dnu okeana.
But they're not there, they're on the land.
Ali oni se ne nalaze u okeanu, nego su na zemlji.
Very strange.
Zanimljivo.
And then science tells us that the law of superposition.
I također nauka nas uči o jednom zakonu superpozicije.
Tells us that the oldest layers will be at the bottom and the youngest ones on top.
Kažu da će stariji slojevi biti na dnu, a oni mlađi, novi iznad njih.
That's logical.
I to je logično.
So if we go to the geological column, the oldest one is here at the bottom.
I ako gledamo geološki stub, najstariji su ovde na dnu.
And each subsequent one is younger.
I svaki sledeći je mlađi.
So in the past, when this was the time,
i u prošlosti, kada smo bili u ovom vremenu,
none of those had formed.
Nijedan od ovih nije postojao.
So now, if I go and look at this one down here,
ako dođem i pogledam ovaj svoj,
I'm studying the past.
Ja proučavam prošlost.
So I have to find a place where I can find a crack in the earth and I can look at all the layers.
Znači moram da nađem mesto gde mogu naći pukotinu u zemlji gde mogu videti sve ove slojeve.
There we go. Okay. So if I look at the Cambrium down here,
ako pogledam u kambrijumske stene,
that's the sort of marine life that they say existed.
To je tip morskih životinja, morskog života koji je
postojao.
A malo kasnije više imat ćete ove,
higher that life,
pa zatim ove životne forme,
higher up this sort of life, corals and things,
pa onda ove stvari, korale.
Then here in the Permian, the first land organisms,
u Permu su se pojavili prvi kopneni organizmi.
And then the trees, no flowering plants yet.
A zatim drveta, nisu još se pojavile skriveno semenice.
And then when we get to the Mesozoic, we have the great age of the dinosaurs.
I onda dolazimo u Mezozoik, veliku eru dinosaura.
Then the age of the mammals.
Zatim sisari.
And all of that you can see in the rocks.
A sve to možete videti u stenama.
And each period was millions and millions and millions of years.
I svaki period ovaj je trajao milionima godina.
How do they know it was millions of years?
A kako znaju da je trajao milionima godina?
Can they date the sedimentary rock?
Da li mogu da datiraju sedimentne stene?
Nope. They cannot date them, so they assume so.
Dakle, oni tako.
In fact, when it suits them, they take them away, and when it suits them, they add them.
Kad odgovara.
When it suits them, they add millions of years, and when it
kada im odgovara, dodaju neke milione godina, kad im ne odgovara, oduzmu opet koji milion godina.
So here in the Grand Canyon, you can see a lot of these layers.
I evo ovde u Grand Canyonu možete videti sve te slojeve.
Now remember, each layer was once the surface of the earth.
Zapamtite, svaki od tih slojeva po pretpostavci je bio jednom na površini, bio je gornji sloj zemlje.
Now think about this.
Razmislite sad o ovome.
Look at the layers, they're all flat sheets.
Pogledajte ove slojeve, oni su svi slojevi. Ravni, ravne ploče, ravni.
Let's go down into the Grand Canyon.
Da malo krenemo Grand Canyonom.
And the geologists have been so kind to put up boards to tell you what's going on.
A geolozi su bili toliko ljubazni da nam čak stave i table da objasne šta se dešavalo.
And here there's a little strange thing happening.
A ovde se dešava jedna neobična stvar.
Between these two layers there is what they call an unconformity.
Između ove stene nalazi se nešto što oni zovu unconformity. Šta to znači?
It means that certain rocks like the Silurian period and the Ordovician are missing over there.
Znači da stene iz Ordovicijuma i Silura nedostaju.
Now, That is a big problem to geology.
To je stvarno problem za geologiju.
You see, they know the layers must be there.
Znate, oni znaju da slojevi mora da budu tamo, moraju postojati.
Because in other areas of the world you find those layers.
Jer ih nalazite u drugim delovima sveta.
But here they're gone.
A ovdje ih nema, nestali su.
Now for standard geology, that's a problem.
Za standardnu geologiju ovo je problem.
Because attached to each one of those rock layers, they've got millions of years of time.
Jer uz svaki ovaj nivo, uz svaki ovaj sloj, oni imaju zakačen period od miliona i miliona godina.
And you can't just take millions of years of time out of the rock.
I ne možete prosto samo da istrgnete milione godina iz stena.
So if the time was there, the rocks were there.
Znači, ukoliko je postojalo to vreme, morale su nastati te stene.
And this is what geology teaches.
A ovo nas geologija uči.
Okay, this bottom layer formed.
Ovaj niži sloj se formirao.
Then the missing layers formed.
Pa su se formirali oni nedostajući slojevi, slojevi koji nedostaju.
But here in the Grand Canyon series there was erosion.
Ali vidite ovdje u Grand Canyonu došlo je do erozije.
And it eroded those rock layers away.
Pa je dakle su erodirani ti slojevi.
And then the next layer formed.
Pa se formirao sljedeći sloj.
And so they show there's the old layer, there's the new layer.
I ovdje pokazuje evo ga stari sloj, evo ga novi sloj.
And they cheat a little bit because they say
no,
there's varaju. Something there. They cheat a little bit because they put in some remnant of the missing layer but there's nothing.
Aha, malo varaju na ovoj slici, stave tu kao neke ostatke onih slojeva koji nedostaju, ali njih zapravo nema u kanjonu.
You see, they are missing, which means they
oni
are gone.
Jednostavno nedostaju, nema ih, otišli su.
All right, let's see what it looks like.
Da vidimo kako to zapravo izgleda.
There, on that contact,
ovdje na ovom spoju
you have 100 million years missing.
Imate 100 miliona godina koje nedostaju.
On this contact over there,
a na ovom ovdje spoju
you have about 30 million years missing. 30
miliona godina nedostaje.
Wow, 100 million.
Što samo izbaciti?
30 million.
30 miliona.
What does that mean?
Šta to znači?
Let me give you an example.
Da vam dam jedan primjer.
The present rate of erosion on the planet.
Sadašnje nivo erozije
varies between 6 centimeters per thousand years and 2 meters per thousand years.
Kreće se od 6 centimetara do to 2 meters
per thousand years.
Do 2 metra na 1000 godina.
In the Himalayas, the mountains are dropping by 2 meters every 1000 years.
Svakih 1000 godina 2 metra se snizi.
Let's take the lowest figure, 6 centimeters.
Ajde uzmemo ovu najnižu moguću vrednost, 6 centimetara.
Where does
this erosion
end up? Where does it end?
Gde završava ova erozija?
It gets into the rivers. And then it runs into the ocean.
Dolaze u reke i odlaze u okeane.
That means the continents are getting 6 centimeters flatter every 1000 years.
To znači da kontinenti postaju 6 centimetara niži svakih 1000 godina.
That means every 10.2 million years.
To znači svakih 10,2 miliona godina.
The continents would be gone.
Kontinenti bi nestali.
That means there's been enough time to wash it away 450 times.
To znači da bismo imali vremena dovoljno koliko geologija pretpostavlja da 450 puta speremo kontinente kompletno u okeane.
But there is no sign of erosion between the layers.
Nema nikakvih znakova erozije između ovih slojeva.
There's another one, 12 million years missing.
Ovdje još jedan od samo 12 miliona.
Of a huge area.
Nedostaje. Ovo ogromno područje.
There are another one over there. That's the 12.
I to na ogromnom području. Opet još jedan ovdje nedostaje.
There's a 30 million.
Ovdje 30 miliona.
Notice the flat contact.
Pogledajte kako je ravan ovaj spoj.
Between these two there's 20 million years missing.
Između ova dva
20 million
years. Između ova dva 20 miliona godina nedostaje.
Now remember, science teaches that all of these layers were once the surface of the earth.
Ne zaboravite, nauka nas uči da su svi ovi slojevi jednom bili površina zemlje.
Now if I'm going to have erosion,
ako imamo eroziju,
what will erosion do?
Šta će erozija da radi?
Doesn't erosion leach out channels and canyons and things like that?
Da li erozija spira kanale, kanjone i takve stvari?
Isn't that what the erosion does over here?
Da li je ovo što erozija radi?
Take these three rock layers.
Uzmimo ova tri sloja stena.
Now they are millions of years apart in time.
Oni su odvojeni milionima godina.
That was once the surface.
Kojih odvaja?
That was once the surface.
Ovo je jednom bilo površina zemlje.
Then that.
Pa onda ovo.
And then that.
Pa onda ovaj sloj.
But the top one is now subject to erosion.
Ali sada se erozija dešava samo na ovom gornjem sloju. On je
Now look, this one is
podložen
eroziji. The contact between this one and that one is absolutely flat.
A pogledajte kako je njihova dodirna površina apsolutno ravna.
Same there?
Isto je ovdje.
But there erosion is
A vidite kako ovdje erozija radi i kakvu površinu ostavlja.
Now if I put a layer on top of that now,
ako bi sad stavio sloj povrh ovoga,
what will the contact look like?
Kako bi izgledao njihova dodirna površina?
Or,
da li bi bila ravna ili ovakva?
What will it look like? You tell me.
To recite mi vi.
All right, look at this.
Okay, pogledajte ovo.
There you can see how nice it will look.
Vidite kako je simpatično.
And what happened here?
A šta se ovdje desilo?
What happened to everything in between?
Šta se desilo ovdje između?
Erosion must have taken it away.
Mora da je erozija to odnela.
Question: fast erosion or slow erosion?
Pitanje je ona brza ili spora erozija?
I can show you lots and lots. All right, so now here you have the model.
Pokazujem. Imate ovdje model.
The layers are nice and flat.
Slojevi su lepi, ravni.
Now I'm going to have erosion.
I sad ovdje imamo eroziju.
Then it must look like that, right or wrong?
Oni mora da ovako izgledaju. Da li je to tačno ili ne?
Right or wrong?
Tačno ili ne?
Okay, if I'm going to put a layer on top, then the contact must look like that.
I sad stavim jedan sloj odozgo, onda kontaktna površina će izgledati ovako.
It never looks like that.
A nikad ne izgleda tako.
It looks like this.
Uvijek izgleda ovako, ravno.
That's a big problem.
I to je problem za nauku.
And they have no choice because each layer has millions of years attached to it.
I to je zaista problem jer svaki sloj sa sobom za sebe ima zakačenih milione godina koje sa sobom nosi.
You see this nice yellow layer over here?
Vidite ovaj lep žuti sloj ovdje.
It's present there and then it gets less and less and then it stops.
Ovdje je prisutan i sve se smanjuje i nestaje ga.
So here between the black and the red one there's no yellow layer.
Ovdje sad između crnog i crvenog sloja nema žutoga.
Like in the Grand Canyon, the rocks are missing.
Kao u Grand Canyonu nedostaju stene.
Millions of years of erosion must have taken it away.
Milione godina je erozija morala odneti.
Let me give you another example.
Da vam dam još jedan primjer.
I have three buckets of mud in front of me.
Imam tri kofe blata ispred sebe, zamislite.
A very big bucket.
Veliku kofu, kantu, neku.
A small little bucket.
Jednu malu.
And a very big bucket.
I opet jednu ogromnu.
And I take my big bucket of mud.
I uzmem veliku ovu kofu.
And I go.
I uradim ovo.
And I spread the mud over here.
I tu rasprostrem blato.
Then I take my small bucket of mud.
Pa uzmem moju koficu blata.
And I go.
Pa malo pljusnem njom.
And I only spread here in the front. That's all I
thought. I ona se samo tu ispred malo može rasprostiti.
Then I take my big bucket.
Pa opet uzmem moju ogromnu kofu. Pa uradim isto.
And I spread all over again.
I veliku površinu ispred zahvatim.
And then I make a cross section in the back there.
I onda napravim jedan presek.
How many layers on the back?
Koliko su znači slojeva sada tamo dalje? Tu.
Two layers.
Dva su.
I make a cross section in the front here. How many layers?
A ovdje napravim presek i koliko imam tu slojeva?
Three layers.
Tri slojeva.
Aha. So millions of years of erosion must have taken away the middle layer at the back, right?
Dakle, mora da su milioni godina erozije nestali, milioni godina taloženja nestali erozijom tamo pozadi.
That's if you link time to the layer.
To se dešava ukoliko vreme povežete sa slojevima. Znači svakom sloju date njegovo vreme.
But what if you don't link time to the layer but quantity?
A šta ako slojevima pripišete količinu, a ne vreme?
Then I simply didn't have enough mud to get to the back.
Jednostavno nisam imao dovoljno ovog blata da doprem do
You decide which one is more logical.
Vi odlučite. Koji od ovih koncepata je logičniji? Neću ja.
All right, here's our publication after publication.
Evo ovdje članak za člankom.
Which is asking the same questions I just asked.
Koji pitaju isto, postavljaju isto pitanje kao i ja.
This one here says, where in the journal Nature, where is this precise gap 15 million years missing in our
ovdje u Nature časopisu kažu gdje je ovaj.
He's looking here for the precise position of that 15 million year gap.
Pitaju se gdje je ta praznina od 15 miliona godina.
And even the closest inspection failed to turn it up.
I kažu da je najtemeljitije istraživanje nije pokazalo, nije dalo rezultate.
You know, there must be some remnant left of that layer, nothing.
Nema ama nikakvog ostatka tog svoja.
And why were the world so flat in the past?
I zašto su oni bili tako ravni u prošlosti za te površina?
Because all these layers are flat.
Jer svi ovi slojevi su ravni.
The earth is not like that. The earth goes up and down.
Zemlja ne izgleda tako. Ide gore dole, imamo razne slojeve.
And there is no evidence of
i nema nikakvih dokaza.
Let's just say no evidence of
erozije.
Even if the bottom layers are soft material like limestone.
Čak i u mekanim i krtim materijalima kao što je peščar. Ne, izvinjavam se, krečnjak je u pitanju, limestone.
All right, let's have a look at another model. Let's say there was a lot of water. Let's say there was a lot of water.
Hajde da pogledamo drugi model. Recimo da je bilo puno vode. Onda biste mogli da očekujete sedimente.
And the whole geological column consists of sediment.
I ceo geološki stub onda bi se sastojao od sedimenata ukoliko je znači bilo puno
vode.
Ovo je nešto što zovemo strujanje ili tok blata.
It's an underwater mud flow.
Podvodni tok blata.
And there was such a mud flow off the coast of North America.
Takav jedan blatnjavi sloj ili tok se pojavljuje na obalama
North America.
Severne Amerike.
When after an earthquake a piece of the continental shelf broke loose.
Kada je deo kontinentalne ploče se posle zemljotresa razišao.
And they could show exactly how fast it was moving under the ocean.
I mogli su tačno da kažu koliko kojom brzinom se on kretao niz okean.
After 3 hours it was 300 miles out to sea.
I posle 3 sata on je bio 300 milja u moru.
That means a wall of mud was moving at a speed.
To znači da se zid prosto blata kretao brzinom
of 160 kilometers an hour.
160 km na sat.
If you were a little fishy wishy or a crawly wally on the floor,
da ste bili ribica ili neki tamo gmaz na dnu okeana,
you would have been an instant fossil.
Bili biste uhvaćeni i fosilizovani.
You would not escape this wall of mud.
Ne biste mogli da izbegnete ovaj talas, zid blata.
Now let's simulate this.
Ajde da ovo simuliramo.
We're now going to have the earth and water and then an earthquake.
Ako imam znači zemlju, vodu i zemljotres.
There comes the mud and it's flowing from one level to the other.
Evo nailazi blato, znači ako je pukla ta kontinentalna ploča i šta se dešava?
And now the mud is going to settle.
I sada će se ovo blato staložiti.
And then you have a nice smooth layer of soft mud.
I onda imate vrlo nežne slojeve mekanog blata, jednolične svuda.
The earth is in upheaval. There's an earthquake in another place.
Zemlja se pomera jer tamo se neki drugi zemljotres dešava.
And we're going to have another mud flow over this mud flow.
I sada imamo još jedan tok blata koji preko ovoga dolazi.
Different source, different color, different composition.
Različiti izvor, različita boja, različit sastav.
And it flows.
I teče.
Up and down the hills.
Gore,
underwater.
Dole na ovim podvodnim bregovima.
And then it settles down.
I ono se tamo.
And notice that it fills the valley and is thinner over the top.
Zapazite da ispunjava doline, a tanje je na vrhovima.
Notice how the bottom one swells anti-clockwise when it goes up the hill.
Gledajte kako se ovaj prosto kreće suprotno kazaljki na satu.
Do you think it's possible to
i pravi turbulenciju? Da li mislite da
whip some of the bottom into the top?
Da li mislite da je moguće da nešto od onog sa dna podigne gore?
You think it's possible?
Da li mislite da je to moguće?
Čeka, because it's both soft, yes?
Okay, budući da su ovo mekani slojevi. I opet evo dolazi novi ovakav talas blata.
But surprising how nicely separate they stay.
Ali vidite kako zapravo iznenađujuće oni ostaju lepo razdvojeni.
And then the next one.
Pa još jedan.
And notice that the world is getting very flat now.
I vidite da zapravo ova površina postaje veoma ravna.
And another one. The world is suddenly very flat.
I svet je odjednom.
Yes, the whole world. This is the world, model of the world.
Okay, ovo je model, znači celog sveta. Zamislimo i znači sad je odjednom zemlja ravna.
Now let me just stop there.
Da zastanem ovde.
What do you see?
Šta vidite?
Flat contact, flat contact, flat contact.
Ravne kontaktne površine.
Exactly like it looks in the geological column.
Baš kao što izgleda u geološkom stubu.
And now we're going to go a little bit closer.
A sad idemo malo bliže da pogledamo. Aha.
And here we see that it's graded coarsed fine. The heavy stuff is at the bottom and the lighter stuff is at the top.
A sad ovde vidimo znači da su se po težini rasporedili, teže stvari, teža materija je dole, a lakše gore.
Because I put the stones and the mud and everything together.
Jer sam smešao zapravo i kamenje i blato i sve zajedno.
So how many millions of years did this take?
I koliko mi za ovakvu formaciju treba godina? Koliko miliona?
Now let's go to the real rocks.
Hajde da odemo do da pogledamo prave stene.
These have all been classified as turbidites.
Ove su sve klasifikovane kao turbiditi, nazovimo ih tako, one koje su nastale tim tokovima blata.
Every one of those is a turbidite.
Svaki od ovih je jedan sloj tog nanosa.
They were first flat.
Prvo su bili ravni.
And then the continent was lifted up and now they're standing upright.
A onda se kontinent malo znači nakrivio, ova kontinentalna ploča verovatno i one su došle u vertikalnu poziciju. Evo ovde ogromnih turbidita, nazovimo ih tako.
How do we know it's a turbidite?
Kako znamo da su oni nastali ovim tokom
Because
plata?
It's graded coarse to fine.
Jer se zapravo nalaze teže stvari na teže stvari, teža materija se nalazi u zasebnim slojevima, a ona lakša, finija, sitnija u višim.
Here's one in New Zealand. Coarse material at the bottom gets finer and finer. There it stops.
Evo jednog primjera sa Novog Zelanda, znači krupni i teži materijali su dole, a sve finiji i finiji gore.
And then coarse to fine.
I evo.
So question. How far apart are they in time?
I sada pitanje, koliko su ovi slojevi udaljeni jedan od drugog vremenski?
Millions of years or
milionima godina?
Catastrophe.
Ili samo jedan kataklizmički ili katastrofalni događaj?
It has to be catastrophe.
Morala je biti katastrofa.
And now, why are the mountains folded like this?
A zašto su planine ovako istavijane?
Why is the Grand Canyon sorted coarse to fine from the bottom to the top?
Zašto je pa Grand Canyon znači ovako raspoređen teža i krupniji elementi a onda finiji.
That means it has to be one catastrophic event and couldn't have happened over millions of years.
To znači da je morao biti jedinstven katastrofički događaj u kom su oni nastali, a ne milioni godina.
So imagine a pre-flood continent.
Zamislite kontinent pre potopa.
With pre-flood oceans.
Sa prepotopnim okeanima.
Then the continent is pushed under and the ocean flows over the land.
I onda se kontinent spušta, okean prevazilazi površinu.
Slowly
kontinenta.
Over a 5-month period.
Polako, tokom 5 meseci.
And then the continent is lifted.
A onda se kontinent ponovo uzdiže.
And because all the layers are soft, they fold and carry on.
A budući da su svi ovi slojevi mekani još uvek oni se znači savijaju i formiraju ovakve reljefne površine.
Now remember I told you that if the one forms catastrophically over the other.
Zapamtite, ako se jedan nad drugim formiraju u katastrofičnom događaju.
Then I can whip some of the bottom into the top.
I onda mogu nešto od onog sa dna da prevrnem na vrh. Kao ovo recimo.
Or I can push the top into the bottom because they're both soft.
Ili mogu ono sa vrha da uguram niže jer su oba sloja mekana.
I call this slide the geologist's nightmare.
Ovaj slajd zovem noćnom morom geologa.
Because here are two layers of rock supposedly millions of years apart in time.
Evo dva sloja stena koja su po pretpostavci njihovoj razdvojeni vremenskim periodima od miliona godina.
But the bottom one has been whipped into the top and forms this flame.
Ali je ovaj niži prosto uronio u viši i to nazivamo plamenom.
Therefore they both must have been soft and it couldn't have been millions
znači,
of years.
Znači da su oni oba morali biti mekani u isto vreme i nije ih moglo razdvajati milion godina.
Look at the folding of the Alps here.
Pogledajte ovo savijanje planina.
Or look at the folding of this mountain over here.
Ili pogledajte ovu planinu kako je savijana.
Or look at the folding of that mountain over there.
A pogledajte pa ovu.
Do you know what a problem this is?
Znate li kakav je ovo problem?
Geologists, because each layer is millions of years older than the next.
Budući da je po njihovoj teoriji svaki ovaj sloj milionima godina star i odvojen od sljedećeg.
They have solid sheets of rock.
Oni su znači imali čvrste slojeve stena.
How do you fold that without breaking it?
Pa kako da ih savijete ako se oni ne a da se ne polome?
So they have to push it under the earth and make it hot.
Morate znači da ih ugurate u unutrašnjost zemlje, da ih učinite vrelima.
Then they have to lift it up.
Pa onda da ih podignete gore.
And fold it while it's molten.
I da ih isavijate dok su istopljene jer su bile u
sedimentary rocks and there's no evidence of any heat.
Ali to su sedimentne stene i nema nikakvih dokaza o prisustvu takve ekstremne toplote.
If they formed quickly and they were soft, then there's no problem.
Ako su nastali odjednom zajedno i bili zajedno mekani, nema problema.
Here's another nightmare. Here's a piece of rock coming through another layer of rock.
Evo još jedne noćne more, evo jednog dela stene koji izlazi kroz druge slojeve.
This is what you see.
Ovo vidite.
This piece over here comes from this layer down here.
Ovaj ovde stub postaje od žutog sloja.
And actually,
a zapravo
it's the same material as this yellow one down there.
Istog je materijala kao i ovaj žuti sloj.
But it goes through this layer and through this layer and through this layer.
I prolazi kroz tri sljedeća sloja povrh njega.
And then erosion has washed away this piece over here.
I onda je erozija sprala ove gornje slojeve.
How did you do that?
Kako to nastaje?
Because if they're all solid rock,
jer to su sve čvrste stene, nije tu zemlja ili.
And I have an earthquake and I put them under pressure.
I sad u zemljotresu ih stavite pod dođu pod pritisak i
what happens to them?
Šta im se dešava?
They break into thousands of pieces.
Izlome se u hiljade komada.
But here they didn't do this.
Ali ovde se nije desilo to.
They shot columns through all the
oni
others.
Oni prosto izbace samo stubove kroz druge slojeve.
You try that.
Aj pokušajte to.
Take two layers of glass.
Uzmite dva nivoa stakla.
And then take toothpaste at the bottom.
I uzmite pastu
and
za zube
the tube.
I stisnite.
Does it go through the other layers?
Da li prolazi znači kroz slojeve ovog stakla? Ne.
But what if all the layers were soft toothpaste?
A šta ako imate tri sloja mekane paste za zube?
And I put the bottom one under pressure.
I donji sad svoj primenim neki pritisak na donji sloj.
Could I shoot through the others?
Jel mogu da prodrem kroz ove gornje?
Yes or no?
Da ili ne?
So the layers were soft. If they were soft, then they're not millions of years apart.
Dakle, ovi slojevi su svi morali biti meki u isto vreme, a ne da su se stvrdnjavali i nastajali milionima godina jedan.
There you see them.
Ovde ih vidite.
Now, I'm going to skip this quickly.
Preći ću kroz ovo brzo.
All right. This is the Grand Canyon.
Dobro. Ovo je Grand Canyon.
But the Grand Canyon goes through a hill.
On prelazi preko brda.
Now here the river comes.
I sada dolazi reka.
And to form the Grand Canyon it has to go over the hill and down the other side in order to wash out the canyon.
I da bi isprala i stvorila kanjon, reka mora da ide tako i okolo?
Do rivers do that?
Da li reke idu tako gore dole?
Do you have any rivers here that go?
Jel ste ovde možda imate u ovom kraju sveta takve reke koje idu uzbrdo?
I don't know of any.
Ja ne znam jednu.
So there it went through the Grand Canyon and washed all this out.
I trebalo je da je tako reka išla i sprala Grand Canyon i sprala slojeve i napravila Grand Canyon.
There are all kinds of theories to try and explain this.
Postoje sve vrste teorije, razne vrste teorije koje pokušavaju da objasne ovu formaciju.
None of them work.
Ali nijedna od njih ne daje objašnjenje.
But if you have a flood,
ali ako ste imali potop,
and the layers are soft,
slojevi su meki,
and then you lift up the layers in one place,
primenite pritisak i podignete slojeve na jedno mesto,
and they crack open,
oni formiraju pukotinu,
and the water rushes through,
voda poteče kroz to,
then you don't have a problem.
Onda nemate problem.
So all these canyons in the world,
i svi kanjoni u svetu,
this is, I'm taking you now to the Fish River Canyon,
vodim vas u kanjon reke Fish,
Fish River Canyon,
reke, riblje reke.
They either formed over millions of years or they formed quickly.
Da li se on formirao milionima godina ili u trenutku?
Now the canyons are V-shaped.
Ovi kanjoni imaju oblik slova V.
V-shaped.
Okay.
Here's another canyon.
Evo još jednog kanjona.
And it's also V-shaped.
I on ima V oblik.
Notice that you also find high up in the mountains potholes like this.
Zapazite da nalazite grotla kao što je ovo na vrhovima planina.
Some of them are like this, you can sit in them.
Neke su čak ovakve da možete lepo sednete.
And the question is, where do they come from?
Pitanje, kako one nastaju? Odakle dolaze?
Let's continue our story.
Da nastavimo našu priču.
There's another one high up in the mountain, a pothole.
Evo još jedna ovakav kotao, jedna rupa visoko u planini.
The water took it out.
Voda ga izdubila.
Out of solid rock.
Iz čvrste stene.
But if the rock was not solid, if it was soft mud.
Ali ako stena nije bila čvrsta, ako je bila u
stanu. And the water rushed over it.
I voda ga je sprala.
And formed the whirlpool.
I recimo tu se baš formirao vir.
It could suck it out.
Mogao je baš tu da istrče, isisa i prosto napravi rupu.
These are the goosenecks and of the Colorado River and they're also V-shaped.
Ovo su takozvani gušči vratovi i oni su u Colorado reke i oni isto imaju ovaj V oblik.
Now they used to say this will take millions of years.
Naučnici imaju običaj da kažu da je za to trebalo milione godina.
But then a scientist published an article in the journal Science.
A onda se u časopisu Science pojavio članak
where he said that if it's V-shaped it could only have been catastrophic, rapid.
Koji je rekao da ukoliko imaju oblik slova V, onda su mogli nastati samo brzo i u katastrofičnim okolnostima.
Because in rock slow would only do this.
Jer kad teku reke polako kroz kanjon, kroz kamen, one mogu samo onakav drugi oblik.
I will show you canyons tomorrow that were formed in seconds.
Sutra ću vam pokazati kanjone koji su formirani u periodu od par sekundi.
This is Bryce Canyon.
Ovo je Bryce Canyon.
There's no river here.
Nema reke.
There's a man standing down there.
Evo ga čovjek dole.
And if you look at it, then you can see something washed all this out.
Ako pogledate, nešto je spralo sve ovo.
You have a choice, millions of years or rapid.
Imate izbor, milioni godina ili brz nastanak.
All of this has been eroded away.
Sve ovo je isprano erozijom.
This here is Monument Valley.
Ovo je ravnica spomenika, Monument Valley.
Everything between is gone, but these remain.
Sve je isprano osim ovih ostataka.
So the question is,
pitanje,
if they were all sheets, what took everything in between away?
Slojevi, šta je moglo da ih spere, a da ovo ostane?
And what leaves these behind?
I šta ostavlja ovakve formacije za sobom?
Why are these two pillars standing over here and were not taken away by erosion?
Zašto ova dva stuba stoje ovde i nisu odneti erozijom?
Or those two?
Ili ova dva?
Here I am in Africa.
Ovde sam ja u Africi.
And I'm going to take you to a rapid erosion feature.
Povešću vas do jedne scene brze erozije.
This was washed out in seconds. This canyon, this little canyon here.
Ovaj mali kanjon je spran ili nastao u sekundama.
So the flood came and the flood went.
Došao potop, zapravo poplava, poplava se povukla.
And notice what it left behind.
I pogledajte što je ostalo za ovom poplavom.
You see all these hills?
Vidite ova brdašca.
Why are they still there?
Zašto su one tu?
Because before all the water was, when the water was washing,
zato što kad je voda spirala,
suddenly the water was gone.
Odjednom je voda, znači, se povukla, nestala.
And everything hadn't been washed away yet.
A nije sve bilo sprano još.
So that's a relic of what was left behind.
Ovo je ostatak onoga što je zostalo.
This is high up in a mountain.
Ovo je visoko u planinama.
Where you can also see that water washed all this out.
Gde možete vidjeti da je voda sve okolo sprala.
You can even see the layers there.
Čak možete i ovakve slojeve da vidite.
And the question is, was it rapid or was it slow?
Pitanje je da li je to da je brzo ili polako nastalo.
This is one of the most amazing places in the world.
Ovo je jedno od najviše zapanjujućih mesta na svetu.
It's in the Cederberg in Africa.
To je Cederberg u Africi.
Yeah. Notice that this whole mountain is standing on pillars.
Zapazite da cela planina stoji na stubovima.
Let me go closer.
Malo bliži.
That's magnificent.
Ovo je veličanstvo.
Now a whole mountain standing on pillars.
Cela planina stoji na stubovima.
What happened?
Šta se desilo?
Is it possible that this mountain was lifted up?
Da li je moguće da je ova planina izdignuta?
The layers were still soft.
Dok su slojevi još bili mekani.
The water level dropped quickly as the flood waters went down.
Nivo vode se brzo opao kako se povlačila poplava ili potop.
And started washing out the bottom into these pillars.
I počelo da ispira dno oko ovih stubova.
And then the water was gone.
I voda je nestalo.
So same over here.
Isto i ovde.
Why is this rock standing over here?
Zašto ova stena stoji ovde?
And it's washed out in the bottom and not on the top.
Isprano je njeno dno, a ne vrh.
So the flood waters came.
Dakle, vode su došle.
The level dropped.
Njihov nivo je brzo opao.
It was busy washing this away. It would have collapsed. It was busy washing this chunk away.
I dobro, te su se vode pozabavile nošenjem ove ovde gromade.
But before it finished the job, the water was gone.
Ali pre nego što su završile taj posao, već je vode nestalo.
So we said with the erosion at the bottom.
I onda je erodirano dno. Donji sloj.
All right, so some of the features that we are hard to explain or easy to explain by rapid erosion.
Neke karakteristike koje je teško objasniti u običajnim teorijama, vrlo lako se
by rapid erosion.
Lako ih je objasniti brzom erozijom.
Here's Ayers Rock. Why is that still left behind?
Pogledajte ovu stenu, zašto je ona ostala?
It is also a rapid erosion feature.
To je isto karakteristika ili posledica brze erozije.
So let me sum up for you.
Dakle, napravimo jedan presek.
We have flat layers.
Imamo ravne slojeve.
When the earth is not uniformly flat.
Iako zemlja nije uniformno i ravna.
We have missing layers with no sign of erosion.
Imamo slojeve koje nedostaju bez znakova erozije.
We have sorting, which shows that it formed rapidly.
Imamo dakle ovo sortiranje od krupnijih i težih ka lakšim materijalima i finim.
We have evidence that it was soft because it can fold and go through the layers.
Zatim imamo dokaze da su bili mekani ovi slojevi jer prodiru jedan kroz drugi.
We have evidence that there were huge washouts.
Imamo dokaze da je bilo ogromnih spiranja.
And we cannot date it.
I ne možemo da izvršimo datiranje.
So now science says yes, but it must take millions of years for rock to form from that mud.
Ali nauka sada kaže, pa ipak je trebalo milione godina da se formira stena od tog prvobitno mekanog blata.
Well, here is a ceramic vessel and there's a bottle.
Imamo ovdje jedan keramički
ceramic pot.
Okay, imali smo jedan keramički sud i imamo ovdje flašu.
And it comes from the Birkenhead. That's a ship.
Dolazi, to potiče sa broda Birkenhead.
And it sank in 1852.
Koji je potonuo 1852.
And both of these are encased in solid rock.
Oba ova komada zajedno su uključena, prosto postali su deo čvrste stene.
You have a choice.
Imate izbor.
The bottle is millions of years old or the rock formed rapidly.
Ova flaša stara milionima godina ili je stena u kojoj se oni sada nalaze formirana brzo.
Here is a ship's bell.
Evo zvona sa jednog broda.
It's encased in solid rock.
Ona je postala deo čvrste stene.
With fossils that has grown around it with corals in it. With coral fossils in it.
Zajedno sa koral, fosilima korala koji je okružuju.
You have a choice.
Imate izbor.
This bell is millions of years old.
Ili ovo zvono staro milionima godina.
Or the rock is not as old as they say.
Ili stena nije onako stara kako geologija kaže.
If you go to the caves, they will tell you it takes millions of years for stalactites and stalagmites to grow.
Ako odete u pećine, bit će vam rečeno da traje do milioni godina da bi nastali stalaktiti i stalagmiti.
Here's a stalagmite that grew in the United States.
Evo ga stalagmit koji je izrastao u Sjedinjenim Državama.
When they pumped water to this place.
Kada su pumpali vodu na ovo mesto.
It grew so quickly they got excited, they made a monument of it.
Toliko je brzo rastao da su oni naravno napravili spomenik od toga.
And here is a mine.
A evo ovdje rudnika.
That was operational in Australia.
Koji je bio funkcionalan u Australiji.
And there you can see miners standing over there.
I vidite rudare koji tu stoje.
And the mine is about 30 years old.
Taj rudnik je star 30 godina.
But you can't believe that. The mine must be millions of years old.
Ali ne možete vjerovati da su onda milionima godina stari.
Because look at the size of the stalactites and the stalagmites.
Ja pogledajte veličinu stalaktita i stalagmita.
You see lots of water, rapid growth.
Puno vode i oni brzo rastu.
And what about gems? They must take millions of years to form.
Sada kažemo o dragom kamenju, mora da je trebalo milione godina da se formiraju.
Here is a beautiful piece of malachite that comes from the mines in the Congo.
Evo predivnog komada malahita koji dolazi iz Konga.
Well, they were importing this and sending it to America and selling it for thousands of dollars.
Oni su to izvozili u Ameriku i prodavali za hiljade dolara.
Now it forms like fingers because it forms like a stalactite and a stalagmite.
Ali one se formiraju u obliku prstiju jer nastaju kao stalaktiti i stalagmiti.
And when they shipped this to America, one of them broke.
Kada su ih transportovali u Ameriku, jedan prst je otpao, pokidao se.
So they sent it back.
I vratili su ga nazad.
And the gem dealer contacted me in big tears.
I obratio mi se prodavac tih dragog kamenja, sav uplakan.
Because look what was inside.
Jer pogledajte šta je bilo unutra.
It's a copper wire. A copper wire.
Ah, bila je unutra žica, bakarna žica.
So I asked whether I could break the other $20,000 piece.
I kako je moguće onda da su razbili komad koji je vredeo 20.000 dolara?
There you can see the copper wire very clearly.
Vidite li vrlo jasno bakarnu žicu?
And it's malachite, it's pure malachite.
A to je čist malahit.
And so you have a problem now.
Imate sada problem.
Either that copper wire is millions of years old.
Ili je ta bakarna žica stara milionima godina.
Or the malachite formed quickly.
Ili se ovaj malahit brzo formirao.
I said to the dealer, phone the mine.
Rekao sam ovom trgovcu, pronađi rudnik.
Order some more malachite.
I naruči još malahite odande.
The dealers on the other side said, we have no malachite.
A dileri odande iz rudnika, područja rudnika su rekli, pa nemamo sad malahita.
I said, ask them how quickly you can deliver.
Pitajte ih koliko brzo mogu da vam isporuče.
They said, give us 3 months.
Rekli su, dajte nam 3 meseca.
We'll have more malachite for you.
Imaćemo više malahita.
So obviously they discovered that if they put copper wires down in the mine,
očigledno su shvatili, ukoliko postave bakarne žice u rudniku dole,
and the water comes through,
a voda se sliva,
then the malachite forms very quickly on the copper wire. Malahit
se vrlo brzo stvara na bakarnoj žici.
Of course you can't take the copper wire out because it's on the inside now.
Naravno sad ne možete da izvučete žicu jer je unutra, unutar kamena.
So how long does it take for rock to form?
Dakle, koliko je potrebno vremena da se formira stena?
Depends how much cementing material is in it.
Zavisi koliko gradivnog materijala imate.
How long does it take for concrete to form?
Koliko vam treba vremena da se beton stvrdne, da se formira?
Very quickly.
Zavisi znači od građevinskog materijala.
This is an island.
Se brzo formira.
This is an island.
Ovo je ostrvo.
That has all the features of millions of years of erosion.
Koji ima sve karakteristike kao da je prošlo milione godina erozije.
It has beautiful beaches and everything.
I ima divne plaže i sve što treba.
Yes, it is the island of Surtsey and it formed in 1963.
A to je ipak jedno ostrvo koje se kod Islanda formiralo 63. godine.
If you went to the Hawaiian Islands,
ako ste otišli na ovo ostrvo,
you would see islands which seem to be millions of years old. You would see islands in Hawaii.
A ako odete na Havaje, oprostite, vidjet ćete ostrva koje izgledaju kao da su milionima godina stare.
And you would think that they had formed millions of years ago.
I mislit ćete da su se formirali pre miliona godina, više miliona godina.
They even have their strange fauna like cockroaches without eyes.
Imaju čak i vrlo neobičnu faunu kao što su bezoke bubašvabe.
Which must have evolved over millions of years.
Koje su morale evoluirati milionima godina.
But those islands are often from human memory.
Ali to su obično ostrva koje ljudi pamte kada su nastala.
So I'm not trying to tell you not to believe in evolution.
Neću sad da vam kažem da ne verujete u evoluciju.
But I'm trying to tell you that if you want to believe what the Bible says,
ali pokušam da vam kažem da ukoliko hoćete da verujete ono što Biblija kaže,
there's more than enough evidence to back the story.
Postoji više nego dovoljno dokaza da podupru tu priču.
And you don't have to worry about the long ages.
I ne morate se brinete o tim dugim vremenskim periodima.
Because it's relative to your position.
Jer to je relativno u odnosu na vašu poziciju.
So if you want to believe it, you can.
Ako želite da verujete, možete.
But the plot will get even more interesting tomorrow night.
Ali stvar će postati još interesantnija sutra uveče.
Because surely the fossils are evidence for evolution.
Jer fosili su svakako dokaz evolucije.
Now, I was an evolutionist and an atheist most of my life.
Ja sam bio evolucionista i ateista većinu svog života.
And I will tell you a story tomorrow which might just surprise you.
Ali ću vam ispričati sutra priču koja će vas prosto iznenaditi.
So don't miss tomorrow night whatever you do.
Nemojte propustiti sutrašnje večer šta god da radite.
Thank you for coming.
Hvala što ste došli.